Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgiani, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nilsson, Pan, Pochettino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Colleagues, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Caballero.
Let us recall that we are always in God's presence. There's a blog I get called Sunflower Seeds, and recently the author, Sister Melanie Svoboda, she had a little section on six-word prayers. So I'm going to share a few with you today, and maybe you can think of your own during the day. Dear God, it's me. Help. Amen. Speak to me, Lord. Please enunciate. Fun-loving God, tickle my fancy, please. Thank you for puppies and strawberries. Thanks for another day of living. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the
Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Senator Caballero, we'll catch you again. Colleagues, without objection, Senate Rule 55 will be suspended for today's session. And we will then, at this moment, move to privileges of the floor. Let's wait one moment, please. Colleagues, we are at privileges of the floor. We have with us today Mr. Masahiro Nishikawa, who is the municipal officer from Yokohama, Japan, in the rear of the chamber. If we could please have him step forward so we can at least, he's not here at the moment. So far, this isn't working out so well. But if we could, in absentia, we would like to honor the fact that we do have a close collaboration with our Japanese friends and partners, and so we would like to just recognize that he will be here with us at some point, and we always welcome our friends from the great nation of Japan. Moving on. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for January 22nd through 24th, 2019 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. What is this? Jesus for?
Very good. Thank you.
Are there any other motions, resolutions, and notices? Seeing none, we will move now to introduction and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, they will be deemed read. Consideration of the daily file. Madam Pro Tem, under governor's appointments. Please direct your attention to the Pro Tem. Madam Pro Tem, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. Under file item one, this would be the confirmation for Sandra Matsumoto for the appointment and Dolores Sandoval for the reappointment to the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta Conservancy. Ms. Matsumoto is Associate Director for the Water Program at the Nature Conservancy. Ms. Sandoval is a math teacher at Los Gatos High School. They were approved by the Rules Committee on January 18th. I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Is there any debate or discussion on these appointments? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bell. Borges.
Aye.
Aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Aye. Cheng. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgiani. Glazer.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Stern.
Stone.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wykoski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bell. Cheng. Galgiani. Aye. Skinner. Stern.
Ayes 34, no 0. Those appointments are confirmed. Moving now to motions and resolutions. This is the time to address the adjourn in memory motions. We will start with Senator Nielsen. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Till we give attention to Senator Nielsen, we are going to do a resolution to a former colleague, Bob Presley. To Bob Presley on behalf of his late father, the former state senator, Robert Presley. So if we could have your attention, please. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, and permission to display the blue book.
Without objection.
This is a 1975 edition of the legislative blue book. There's been a later one more recently, about a decade ago. These used to be regularly printed, but not so much anymore. But this is the first one that Senator Bob Presley appeared in. He had been elected in 1974. I had the pleasure of coming along 4 years later and serving many years with Bob Presley. Senator Presley, ladies and gentlemen, was the epitome of what a senator ought to be. Distinguished, respectful, bright, very fastidiously heeded the rules of the institution. He's a friendly man. He had a very wry sense of humor, dry and dry. And he had an incredible life. In World War II, he received the Bronze Star in combat in Italy. That's one of the highest honors accorded to a military hero. Bob never talked about that, as did most of the World War II veterans. But he carried himself with the bearing of one who had been in very difficult situations, who had come to terms with those situations and dealt with them, and applied what he had learned in those arduous times to what he was doing today. I was a brand new senator and had been involved in crime victims issues and public safety, not to the degree that Bob Presley, though. He had a 24-year career in the Riverside Sheriff's Department. Half of that time, he served in the esteemed position as undersheriff of that county. He knew law enforcement. And he came here, and he certainly did stake out the leadership role in public safety. But he had many other interests. Children were very much of interest to Bob Presley. He served as head of the Finance Committee. Many committees he served. And during the period when we were building prisons, he was the chair, appropriately, of the Oversight Committee that kept an eye on how we were doing these prisons and that we were getting them done and that they were functioning. He was quite an environmentalist as well, carried many bills, particularly related to air quality. The district that he represented has been much affected over the decades with air pollution, and Bob was always at the head of the curve fighting for clean air for the people that he represented. Bob Presley voted the district, not the party, but the district that he represented. That's why he was always so overwhelmingly elected and reelected. As a rookie senator, I had the privilege of being one of what was called the Gang of Four. Maybe it was one of the first so-called gangs around this place. There have been several since, but the Gang of Four then was Bob Presley and Jim Nielsen in the Senate, Alistair McAllister and Dave Sterling in the Assembly, two Republicans, two Democrats. The Gang of Four authored all of the major public safety bills of that era. And I do not know who gave us that designation, the Gang of Four, but it was an instant combination, a bipartisan combination. And one year we put together something called Commitment to Counties. The counties have always been the stepchild of government in many respects. And this was an attempt to help the counties. Various of us were the lead, with others being joint authors. Bob's great contribution being the lead author of something that was called trial court funding, and which I would say yet even today is one of the very few, if not the only time, the state has ever kept its word to local government. Trial court funding was to assist them with the conduct of their trial courts financially. And it stayed around. It was unquestioned for many, many years. And it certainly did help our counties. And understand that kind of came on the heels of Prop 13. Counties then were struggling. And this was very helpful. And I consider that one of the landmark accomplishments of Bob Presley. He was such a friendly fellow. I don't think I ever saw him get angry. The most I could say I saw of Bob Presley is that he would get serious. Now, he did not end his tenure serving the people just in the state Senate. He then went on to other positions. For a time as the chair of the Youthful Offender Parole Board. Governor Davis appointed him as secretary of then was called the Youth and Adult Corrections Agency. Now it's called the, we changed the name, my goodness. It's the, it's not YACA anymore. Well, I'll think of it. He became the chairman, the secretary of the entire agency under Davis. Then in my capacity at the Board of Prison Terms, and briefly at the Youthful Offender Parole Board, I got to help and work with Bob. Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation is what I'm looking for here. And Bob was a tough on crime guy, but he also was very dedicated to rehabilitation within the institutions. So that whatever we put out, whoever did come out under order of law, under the determined sentence law, or by approval of the Board of Prison Terms or the Youthful Offender Parole Board, that they were really ready to hit the streets. Bob was very discerning in that regard. And he did a fine job. And I cannot say that I ever saw much partisanship in Bob Presley. He always received overwhelming support in his district from Republicans, though his district leaned Republican, and he was an unapologetic Democrat. I gather what we then called a Roosevelt Democrat, later a Reagan Democrat. But that's not what preoccupied Bob Presley. It wasn't the political persuasion, it wasn't how far left or right anybody was. It was what was good for the district that he represented, I believe it was the 34th, and for the state of California. Man of absolute integrity, kind of the custodian of the ethics of the institution, was Bob Presley. And he always served on those key committees that oversaw it. Bob had a very close-knit staff and family. Today, his son Bob is here with us. Bears quite a resemblance of his father. Also, Trish Presley, that's Bob's wife. Marilyn Raphael and Donna Danielson, those are Bob's sisters. And of his staff that I've gotten to know well over the years, particularly Susan Wallace, Bob Frenzia is back in the room here, and they're going to have him come up so we can recognize him with Senator Roth. Richard Markson, Susan Wallace, and Karen French. Karen has been a longtime institution here, worked with Bob on the fiscal committee. And she told me today that she had just retired. Maybe an appropriate time for Karen to retire when we're recognizing her former boss, Bob Presley. Many people have served here, a little over 1,100 in the history of California have served in the state senate of all the billions of people who have lived in this state. Bob Presley will rate as one of the best. Even at the time, various institutions that rated legislators always put Bob at the top. He managed his bill load ably, didn't carry statement bills. The bills he carried were important. He got most of them passed. He got along very well with Republican governors as well as Democratic governors. And as I noted, he was even appointed agency secretary at Youth and Adult Corrections by Governor Davis. If you ever wanted to craft what I would say the perfect person to be in this honorable body, a member of it, it would have been and was Senator Bob Presley. I ask, ladies and gentlemen, that you honor him today, adjourning in his memory. But don't let that just pass today. Those of you who now serve, keep in mind those who passed through here before you. And when we memorialize someone like Bob Presley, keep him in your mind. Why? Because there were good examples of individuals whose example ought not be lost on us today. When things are a little bit different, a bit more partisan, rules are not as important, let's think about the time when there were people who were custodians of that integrity and that respect for the institution. Bob Presley is that person. May God bless him and his family. May we rest in the mansions of the Lord. Thank you for joining in memory of Bob Presley.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. On this adjourn in memory, Senator Stone, are you prepared to speak on this adjourn in memory?
Yes, Madam President. Thank you very much.
Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity. And colleagues, it's with great sadness that I stand and join in the adjournment of the memory of my friend Bob Presley, who I had the honor of knowing for 25 years. In fact, he was my senator in Riverside County when we only had about 500,000 or 600,000 people living there in our county, which is now about 2.5 million. He probably represented just about most of the geographical mass of Riverside County as I do today. And our friendship continued as he was undersheriff of the county and then became the state senator. And I remember consulting him when I decided I was going to consider running for the state senate, and he was not only encouraging me to do so after seeing my dedication, my dedication to Riverside County, but he even endorsed me as a Democratic senator, which I felt very, very honored. I made it a point every year when I came to Sacramento to take him out for dinner and to catch up with him. And we met at a particular restaurant, and he was always there before I was. He was very punctual in showing up, and I would show up, and the greeter would say, "Hey, can I help you?" I said, "Yes, I'm here to be with Senator Presley." And she goes, "Come right this way." And I would walk up and say, "Senator Presley, it's great to see you." And his eyes would just light up. I mean, you could tell this man loved being a senator, loved being a public servant. And we talked about his time in the Senate. We talked about his friendship with those on the other side of the aisle, most notably Senator Dave Kelly, who many of you probably remember. Well, they were both senators from Riverside County from different parties, and he often reminisced how they would go across the street at the Hyatt and have a couple of drinks and settle the score and move legislation in the best interest of California, both compromising to do what was best for the state of California. You know, there's one common denominator of being a member of a family and being a member of the Senate. And that is that you cannot pick your relatives. And you cannot pick who your colleagues are in the Senate. But as family members, as members of the Senate, we learn to get along with one another. And we learn to work with one another. And Bob set the shining example on bipartisanship, friendship, and also maintaining the high standards that we have in the institution of the California State Senate. We have a detention center in Riverside County, in Riverside, that's named after him because of his public safety service to our county. He's revered and he's loved in Riverside County. And again, I hope he sets the example for all of us that can probably all improve and do better in having respect for one another, respecting each other's philosophies and opinions and issues that many times are purposely trying to divide us. We have so much more in common, and that's what Bob Presley taught us, is that we have so much in common. Let's embrace that common ground, and let's do the best that we can, not only for our districts, as Bob was a champion for Riverside County, But let's do what's in the best interest of making the state of California as golden as it can be. My friends, I can tell you, I got a birthday coming up here. I'm going to be 63 years old. It seems like yesterday I was in high school. Life goes very, very fast. But a good name lasts forever. And Robert Presley, Senator Robert Presley, his name will reign in this Capitol for many, many decades to come. And I thank you, Madam President, for allowing me to adjourn in his memory.
Thank you, Senator Stone. Any other people wish to speak? Senator Roth.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, Bob Presley's life was about service. Service to his family, service to his community, and service to his country. My colleague spoke eloquently about Senator Presley's service in World War II, member of the Greatest Generation. He served with General Mark Clark in that Fifth Army in Italy, where he received that Bronze Star for heroism. And frankly, that was some of the toughest fighting, those of you who are historians know, some of the toughest fighting in World War II in Italy with that army. But you wouldn't have known it by talking to Senator Bob Presley. I never did in all the years that I knew him. He was a man of distinct grace and humility, a man of courage, and a man of decency. You know, during his time in the Senate, he worked across the aisle to get stuff done, sort of a novel concept these days. You may not know this, but in 1982, he was on the ticket as both the Democratic and the Republican nominee and candidate for the California State Senate. And after searching our state archives, our current Secretary of State has confirmed that he's the only politician in modern history to have done so. Needless to say, Senator Bob Presley won that race. In addition to his work in public safety, which my colleague has highlighted in some detail, you should also know that Bob Presley fought for survivors of domestic violence and abuse, establishing shelters and resources around the state to help women and children impacted by those heinous crimes. And together with former Assemblyman, then later Congressman Jerry Lewis, he was instrumental in the development of the modern-day South Coast Air Quality Management District, leading to clean air in inland Southern California, the clean air that we mostly enjoy today. His contributions to our state and his contributions to our nation will be felt for generations, from making our neighborhoods safer to the air we breathe cleaner, to our politics more compassionate and dignified. In my view, he was one of the finest public servants California will probably ever see. Now, I first met Bob Presley in 1979. 40 years ago. I was a young Air Force captain in those days working for a Lieutenant Colonel Boss at March Air Force Base. And we were helping Senator Presley with the bill to assist military members who were summoned to jury service. And I actually drafted part of that bill. So when it came time for the bill to move through the California State Senate and the Senate Judiciary Committee, Bob Presley invited, obviously, my boss, but also invited me to come to the California State Senate to testify as that young captain. You know, I begged off. Frankly, the thought of coming to the California State Senate intimidated me. Funny how things work out. Over the years, he became a mentor to me. We served on community boards and advocacy groups together. And he was one of, frankly, two or three people who convinced me to run for the California State Senate in 2012 following redistricting. And he continued to cheer, as my colleague from Riverside County would do. I met him for lunch on several occasions after coming up here, and he continued to cheer me on after that, to encourage me to talk about working across the aisle, even in this political environment, and how beneficial it was both to his career and to the residents of Riverside County and the residents of the state of California. But perhaps most importantly, Senator Bob Presley gave my wife Cindy her first job at age 17 in his California State Senate District office in Riverside, California, and continued to mentor her and guide her in her career for as long as he lived. I will tell you this, I've said this before, Bob Presley was a true gentleman in a world that unfortunately appears to have no further use for gentlemen. He will be missed.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Senator Nielsen, it's my understanding that you wish to present items, resolutions to the family, so if you would like to perhaps close and do so at the pro tem's desk. Yeah. She's.
If the family would please join us here in the mid bay here. I speak from my colleagues. These are memoriams that the Senate does present to the families. These are memoriams that the Senate presents to families of those that we adjourn in memory for or that we have lost that we want to recognize. It's a very nice memoriam, and I can think of no one more deserving than Bob Presley and you, his family and friends and former employees. If I may give these to you, Bob.
Thank you, colleagues. If we could give a very warm thanks and appreciation to a great man and his family. Thank you, Senator Nielsen, and thank you to the Presley family for joining us and for the great legacy that the great late senator left for all of us to try to emulate. And with that, we will continue with our adjourn in memories. I believe Senator Stone has one. Perhaps we can wait while a picture is taken and then we'll move forward. Senator Stone, would you like to do an adjourn in memory, I believe, for the late, great Carol Channing? Senator Stone, the floor is yours.
Thank you again, Madam President. Members, I rise today to adjourn the Senate in the memory of the beloved, legendary show business icon, Miss Carol Channing, a longtime resident of Rancho Mirage who passed away on January 15th at the nice old age of 97. Known for her starring roles on Broadway in musicals Hello, Dolly! And Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, her career spanned seven decades where she won multiple Tony Awards, an Emmy, and was nominated for the prestigious Academy Award. She performed her signature role of Dolly Levy on Broadway and on stages around the world over 3,000 times. Carol Channing was born in 1921 in Seattle and got her first taste of show business as a young girl. Over the decades, she made numerous television appearances and films. Carol Channing made her permanent home in Rancho Mirage in 1998. She was very active in the community and performed in many charity events and benefit concerts. She was very active with the AIDS Assistance Program, the Arts Institute of Palm Springs High School, the Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley, the Desert AIDS Project, Jewish Family Service of the Desert, and the Palm Springs Air Museum, to mention a few. Carol Channing was an entertainer and a servant to her community. She will be missed by all of those who loved her around the world and locally, and remembered by all of those that she helped. Thank you again for allowing me to memorialize her today.
Thank you, Senator Stone. And for those of us who remember her, we can say hello and goodbye, Dolly. There was only one. Other adjourn in memory, I believe, Senator Morrell. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. And members, I rise to adjourn in the memory of Clyde Francisco. From my area, a longtime friend of Chaffee Unified High School District. He was born in 1927 in Hastings, Nebraska, and moved to California at 2 years old. In 1941 is when he enrolled at Chaffee High School. After graduating, he enlisted in the U.S. Navy, where he proudly served his country during World War II. Clyde met his wife of 67 years, Barbara, at Chaffee College, so you can kind of see his affinity for Chaffee. His career with Chaffee School District spanned actually over 30 years. He was a coach, he was a teacher, and then he also, in 1997, was elected as a member to the school board and finally retired in 2010. Clyde also supported the Chaffee School District all during his adult life, and he was known as Mr. Chaffee. In 2007, the Board of Trustees named the gym at Chaffee High School after him, the Clyde C. Francisco Gymnasium, in Mr. Francisco's honor. So Clyde is survived by his lovely wife, Barbara, and their three grown children and four grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Members, thank you for taking time to listen to this adjourned memory today. On behalf of Mr. Chaffee, Mr. Clyde Francisco, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morrell. And if please make sure to bring the name forward so we can properly memorialize Mr. Francisco's life. With that, colleagues, we're going to go back to privileges of the floor. Senator Dodd.
Madam President and members, for purposes of introduction.
Without objection.
Well, today in the gallery, I'm very delighted that we have the fourth grade class from Birch Lane Elementary School in Davis, California, with their teacher, Mrs. Long. Members, this is the future of the state of California. I'd like to give them a warm Senate welcome.
Thank you, Senator Dodd, and welcome to the next generation of California leaders. And with that, colleagues, I would like to, under privileges of the floor, ask you to direct your attention to the rear of the hall where Mr. Masahiro Nishikawa, the municipal officer from Yokohama, Japan, is with us at this point in time. It is always a pleasure and a privilege to have our friends and colleagues from the great nation of Japan with us, and if we could all give him a round of applause and welcome into our chamber. If there is no other business, seeing and hearing none, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you so much, Madam President. And I know we've had a productive week. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend at home. We will reconvene on Monday, January 28th at 2 p.m. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene on Monday at 2 p.m.